Simple O-type vowels. The next set of vowels that you'll learn is called the O-type because it indicates an O sound, as in the word roll or in yellow when combined with a Hebrew consonant. As with the other Hebrew vowels you've learned, O-type vowels are indicated by small marks under or beside the letter, and the sound is formed by combining the Hebrew consonant immediately followed by the Hebrew vowel sound. We transliterate the Hebrew O-type vowels using either the letter O or more visually as OH. There are four forms of the O-type vowel, namely cholam, which appears as a small dot to the upper left of a Hebrew letter. Cholam has the sound of the O as in yellow. Cholam vav appears as a small dot to the upper left of the Hebrew letter, followed by the letter vav. This form of cholam is sometimes called cholam male, or the full cholam. Cholam vav has the same exact sound as a regular cholam vowel. Two more unusual forms of the O-type vowel is chatef chametz, and this is a vowel mark that looks like a small colon called a shva with a small t to its immediate left, just below the Hebrew letter. This is a reduced vowel that essentially serves as a vowel point for guttural letters. And finally, we have chametz chatuf. This is a vowel mark that looks identical to a regular A-type chametz vowel, though it is pronounced O rather than A. So when you see the little T underneath the letter, you have to ask yourself, is it in a closed syllable, that is a syllable that ends with a stopping sound, and is the syllable unaccented? Most Hebrew words are accented on the last syllable. But if both conditions are met, the chametz is actually chatuf and should be pronounced as an O sound. Let me just add that the most common of these O-type vowels are the cholam and the cholam vav. The chatef chametz appears only under guttural letters, and the chametz chatuf is somewhat rare. Note further that both cholam and cholam vav are long vowels, and cholam is actually a, quote, defective spelling of the cholam vav.